There's a story out today. Coronavirus vaccine may not be effective on variant strains. On the Louisiana Cajun swamp strain. Yeah, if you live up in New Jersey, on the New Jersey frozen tundra in February strain. It's coming to kill.
Yeah, the new mutant strains. This is funny. Do you know that on Friday afternoon, the demonically infused and inspired libtard Marxist media was still in a collective uproar hissy fit over that film that was shot in that grocery store in Naples, Florida, that we played you from Savannah Guthrie's report on the Today Show on Friday? People were at the, do you have the clip, the Jen Psaki clip? What are you going to do about people that refuse to believe that this is the deadliest bubonic plague disease in the history of mankind? Jen Psaki says that we're all going to get a mask in the mail. One of the things that's on the table, like one of the antidotes, it's like, no, in this case it would be, like one of the anecdotes that's like on the table is like sending a mask, because we know that masks worn for 100 days save 50,000 like lives. All right, I'm watching this, I'm going like, where's the evidence for that? Wear a mask for 100 days and you save 50,000 lives? So that would mean that if you wore a mask for 200 days, you could save 100,000 lives. 300 days? 150,000 lives. No one will ever die again. All you have to do is spend the rest of your life behind a face diaper. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online on a Monday. Our call-in line telephone number, 844-527-8723-844-5-CRUSADE. We have a hysterical bit. Well, we don't have it. The Babylon Bee made it. This is just the Babylon Bee made this little cartoon video of Governor Cuomo Quattle denying that he's the cause of all these old people dying in New Tenochtitlan. No, it is hysterical, hilarious stuff. I can't wait for it to be banned, for them to take it down. Speaking of... And I'm out to him to see if we can get him on the program today. Paul Kangor's book, The Devil and Karl Marx, has now been banned. The ads for it have been banned on Pride Book. Carrie Gress and the Anti-Mary locked out of Pride Book. Is that story in the pile of prep here today? From Crisis Magazine? Yeah, here it is. Paul Krause says this at Crisis Magazine. The Devil and Pride Book. Wanted to let you know about some of our ads that have recently been pulled on Facebook. Wrote my publicist at Tan Books in an email, including all of our ads for The Devil and Karl Marx. That would be my book. The Devil and Karl Marx has sold thousands of copies. It's being pursued for various foreign translations and film rights, and has over 800 reviews on Scamazon. I've talked about the book incessantly on over 100 radio and TV shows since it was released last August. Forums that believe in free speech and the free exchange of ideas, but Pride Book has now targeted the book. Now, this says Paul Krause, but he didn't write that book. Paul Kangor wrote the book. It sounds like this is Kangor writing it. I think maybe they got the wrong author here. Needless to say, I'm not surprised. 2 weeks ago, I learned that my fellow author at Tan Books, Dr. Carrie Gress, had likewise been censored. In fact, both Pride Book and Instagram have canceled Dr. Gress's work. What is this dangerous book by Gress that didn't meet the approval of the hidden powers of big tech? Her book, The Ant. Now, we talked to Carrie last week, so you're already up to speed on all this. Don't worry, Matt Walsh will write about this in another 2 weeks. It's coming up. And everyone will then know, did you see what Matt Walsh says about Cary Grant's book? Oh, my. Insert outrage. It is Paul Krause. Okay. Well, I guess he is a fellow author. Yes, they're censoring a book on the Virgin Mary, the mother of Christ. Maybe it was the phrase toxic femininity that sprung the blacklisters into action. Had Gress exposed the horrors of toxic masculinity, promising to rescue the culture from that plague, well, all would have surely been peachy. So I will come back to this. I want to hit this story a little harder. I've invited Dr. Paul Kangor, who did write the Devil and Karl Marx book, not Paul Krause, to come on the program and discuss this with us. You know, I had a conversation with David Simpson, who called a show on Friday. On Saturday, after our first Saturday League of Martinian Marian Rosary March for Men. And I told David, I said, you know what I think I'm going to do this weekend, Mitabrista? He goes, what's that, Brista? I said, I think Mitish Chur and I are going to have a Nazi movie festival. He said, what's that? He says, where we watch all the movies of the horrors that that were perpetrated by the Nazis so we can catch up on all of them. That way, when the Biden regime and the Edwards regime and then the WHO and the Boris Johnson regime, that way when the regimes of the world, when the oligarchs of the world start going all Nazi on us, we'll know what they look like. We'll know exactly which Nazism it is. He laughed. I'm serious. I'm going to put together, you know, Richard Barrett has done several power rankings for certain movies. There's war movies. There was, I think, horror movies. I forget what the last one what was the last power ranking list that he did? I'm thinking we need to do one on Nazis. Of course, Operation Valkyrie would get in there. But I want the Nazis. Ooh, that reminds me. So when I came home on Friday, Mitish Chur was watching a movie. I didn't see it to the end, but it looked pretty Nazi-like and then commie-like, kind of covered the Nazis and the commies. And it was... Child 44, that's what it was. Did you finish? Did you watch it? No, okay. It was heavy, heavy Nazi. It was the Russians committing commie evil against plain old garden variety German National Socialism evil. And the Russians were winning. So... I want to do a program. I want to do a power rankings list of the Nazi movies. Remember the one that Mitch O'Connell and I had watched way back last during the height of the Corona hoax lockdown, Mr. Jones. Remember about the guy that saw the kids eating the kids, or what they did in Ukraine, and Stalin lied about it. And the Stalin regime said, oh, no, there was just famine going on in Ukraine. No, there wasn't famine in Ukraine. There was more than enough food in Ukraine. The Soviets were going in. The Russians were going in. They were stealing it and then killing the people that had either killing them by starvation or killing them straight up if they threatened to rat out the Stalin regime. And this was only learned after... certain individual papers that had been classified were released. Anyways, if you want to see the horrors of what's coming under the starvation Bezos Biden regime, watch Mr. Jones. Speaking of, I'm going to ramble a little bit here because we have a lot to talk about here today. Chat room is open at Crusade Channel Crusaders.com, the Crusaders Stadium.
Bezos is going to stop doing all of that. He's going into space exploration called Blue Origin. He's putting in a hyperdrive.
Putting in a hyperdrive. Bezos' blog. Billionaire date. 2021 to February 8th. The amount of money in my account has dwindled just a bit because I'm exploring where no man has gone before. Well, on Thursday last week, a SpaceX rocket tried to land facing straight up like they do in the sci-fi film for the 50s, Forbidden Planet, and it didn't work. It just started tumbling and then hit the ground and poof, exploded. I'm all for private space exploration. I think it's ridiculous, though, that we're going to put a man on Mars by 2024. I'll take that bet. I may not be around in 2024 to cash it in, but I'll take that bet. I wanted to, in my rambling here, yesterday I noted that at the church where I attend Mass, the Mr. Fish Cathedral, as we lovingly call it, the number of people going increases every week. It had gotten up over 200, and then it was pushing 300, then it was pushing 400. It's over 400 now. Here's a couple of things that typify it. One, very orthodox, very traditional. No questions asked. You don't like it, don't come. Smells and bells is what you'll get. Two, no social distancing in the pews. None of this ridiculous, we need to have every other or every third pew, which many of them are doing. It's almost like it's a joke now, the false alarm first hour sneeze here on this show. None of this ridiculousness of roping pews off. This pew is reserved for social distancing so parishioners don't die. After all, you're in Southeast Louisiana, and you had the Southeast Louisiana Cajun Swamp variation. So, no masks, none. There were three people. I counted them. I went to the door. I got out early. I went to the door, and I watched people. Three people. Two of them were elderly. So I'm like, all right, I'll give you a pass. There was only one young person that had a mask. No mask, no social distancing, acting as though, hey, man, maybe God's in charge here, and he knows what he's doing. And if I'm going to get struck down by the coronavirus, well, at least I'm doing it while trying to become holy. Maybe God will forgive me and give me a pass for all the previous sins. But there is something happening here with this. And I'll bet you in places where it's legal, where people can actually go to church, I will bet you that the numbers are exploding everywhere where it is legal. And where what I just described is happening. As a matter of fact, I was telling, and I started this with my conversation with Mr. David Simpson. I was telling Simpson on Saturday about this. That it is, I said, David, look at the bright side. Look at the silver lining here for this Biden regime corona hoax cloud. Tradition and traditionalism, not only are they making a comeback, dude, they are roaring to life. Roaring to life. I said, and I'm going to, Joe Doyle, the one and only Joe Doyle, the Friends of the St. Benedict Center will be my special guest in the 9:30 a.m. Eastern, 8:30 Central time here. And Dr. G.C. Dilsiever will close us out today. And I told David, I said, look at what's happening with our with your little that you began 10 years ago, and then it took 10 years to get to that, so 20 years ago, the little Latin mass society that has now exploded and cannot even be contained in the building that it's in now. I mean, it's standing room only now. Why? Because the people are now being drawn and attracted to the good, true, and beautiful. God is raising armies. He is raising armies. I said, number two, let's look at what happened to Brother Andre Marie and all of our wonderful, beloved friends, sisters and brothers, and the community at the St. Benedict Center. Joe Doyle will be on the program today, and Joe will give you an update on the Archdiocese of Manchester issues a statement last week and goes, maybe we were kind of wrong about the brothers and sisters at the St. Benedict Center. And maybe the people in the area there really do need that kind of Catholic tradition and orthodox. Now, he didn't undo any of what he had done, but he's acknowledging that, okay, maybe we went a little far and we need to back off a little bit. What has happened here? It's over 2 years now that the brothers and sisters have basically done the Kevin Bacon from Animal House and taken what Lebosky and the Reverend George the Liar, Dallaire is his real name is, the Reverend George the Liar can dull it out, and they basically go, thank you, sir, may I have another? Thank you, sir, may I have another? Thank you, God, may I have another? I told David, I said, look at what suffering with a smile does. In the most extreme circumstance that I know of personally, and that's the St. Benedict Center, it's produced fruit. The bishop of that diocese thought he was going to crush the St. Benedict Center. It didn't happen. Why? Because the brothers and the sisters went, okay, if that's the cross God wants us to bear, let's go ahead and bear it with joy. And we're not going to stop doing what we do. And you're not, and you can't stop us. You can interdict, you can intervene, you can do all the horrid, heinous things that they've done, but that will not. And again, the Lenny Jorn song, do not let them steal your joy.